That's not that about.
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof, what's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay, I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hello, everybody, and good morning. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter where you are in the country. We welcome you. Let me just say, it is February.
the 9th. It's Thursday, and what a beautiful, crisp morning it is. It feels wonderful outside. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. As always, we like to remind you about those school zones. Well, they're in effect, of course, until 9 a.m. And every morning as we're driving in, I see something on the road that always makes me want to remind you to be careful and slow down. And this morning, as we were traveling through the traffic circle, as always, you know, I see why there's so many accidents that happen in the circle, because sometimes people get in such a hurry that they just zip through the yield sign and don't even stop. And, you know, it just creates problems. And I know I say it every morning, we're all busy. We're all trying to get there. But please be mindful and know that those school zones, they're pretty much in every city, every town, USA. And so it applies to each and every one of us. Make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to get there so that you can adhere to those speed zones when you're passing through those crossing zones. We've got our school guards, our crossing guards out there. We've got kids walking. We've got buses. So please be careful. You know, I want to remind you this morning that you are cordially invited to celebrate the grand reopening of the newly renovated Jackson Street McDonald's. That's happening this morning. So if you get going, you can get there by 8 o'clock. It's going to start at 8 o'clock, and it's going to be from 8 till 9. Go and join them for breakfast. It is going to be a great morning to do that. They're located at 4717 Jackson Street, and they're going to have the ribbon cutting, and that's going to be done by the chamber. And, of course, it's going to be hosted by Miss Glenda Stock. So go on out there this morning, starting at 8 o'clock from 8 to 9, and have breakfast and see the new sleek look of the Jackson Street McDonald's. It is really, really a good-looking job, and what a great way to start your morning. If you're wanting to do something really healthy, they've got those oatmeal bowls, and they're really, really good, and they're full of fruit. So stop by McDonald's this morning, starting at 8 o'clock from 8 to 9, and join them for the grand reopening on Jackson Street. And that brings me to food this morning, as we're talking about, you know, we've told you what is happening this month, and that it's the Love Month, it's Black History Month, and it's also Heart Month. But what I didn't know, DC, that this month has been designated as National Snack Food Month. Believe it or not, yes. But it's not a yay factor. The Institute of Food and Technologists reports that snacking accounts for more than 25% of calorie intake each day for Americans, and adds about 500, and this is, I think this is conservative, about 580 calories each day to the average American diet. However, they're saying that snacking is not totally bad and can even be a good habit if it's done healthy, in a healthy way. And what they want to do is help you to meet the recommended intake for nutrients. Snacking can be important for children as well, since most of them can't pack their own food into their own tummies. And really what they're saying is that we are the people who determine what kind of snacks our kids are going to be. So it's really important for children, and it's important as parents that we make good decisions for our kids and their snacks. And snacking can help control appetite, and it can help control weight, as long as we don't overindulge on foods high in fat and high in calories. And this is an article that I'm reading to you that it has been written. And I think it's really going to help many of us, because we've been talking about being healthy, heart healthy. And I think snacking really factors into that. And that's why we wanted to talk about it this morning, because so many of us are snacking. So many of us, we're only not even two months really into the new year, and people are still trying to figure it out, still trying to get their weight under control, still trying to get their diet under control. And for many people, snacking is a big part of that, especially if you have a job that where you're sedentary, where you're sitting all day long and you're sitting at your desk and you're constantly snacking. Well, the problem is that we tend to associate snacking with like chips and cookies, and it's true, soft drinks instead. And one of the things that we've said at our house, because DC is embarking upon yet a new commitment to get healthy, to get in shape, and to lose weight. And when it comes to soft drinks, we said that we are going to really cut them out of our house. And we're not big, you know, regular Coke drinkers, but we're diet soda drinkers. And that can also be challenging. But they're saying instead we should be reaching for foods with complex hydrates, carbohydrates that are low in fat and calories, like grains and fruits and vegetables. And we should encourage our children to make snacking a healthy habit instead of a junk food binge. And many of us know about that because that's all we've known. We've known snacking to be chips and cookies and cakes and pies and honey buns. And Deuce Christmas really loves honey buns. Now, he doesn't have them all the time, but he really does like honey buns. And so what we need to do is create some healthier snacks, and we can help them develop positive eating habits that will continue as they become adults. But guess what? In order for that to happen, we got to start. Now, what they're saying is that to keep snack foods on hand that children can prepare safely and easily while supplying the nutrients that are needed for their growing bodies. And so what they're saying is that we should like stock our refrigerators with fresh fruits, vegetables. Kids go all day long. They come home from school, and instead of getting chips and cookies and ice cream, you know, that we should encourage them to choose vegetables. We should encourage them to choose fruits. And I know, parents, you're sitting there, just as I did when I read the article, I said, you know, when your kids have gotten started on the cookies and the oatmeal pies and the honey buns and all of those things, and we stock our homes with those things, we've got to be the people to change the thinking and the thought process of our kids. And you know what? There's no saying, well, but they won't eat it. Well, if you stop stocking up the pantry, and if I stop stocking up my pantry with cookies and oatmeal cookies, and, you know, we like all that stuff too. Well, our Deuce does and DC does. They like those snacks as well. But if we stop bringing that into the house and we stop stocking our pantries and our cupboards with those kind of junk foods, and we revert to something different, you know, change is always hard. It never comes easy. So it's a process, just like everything else that we talk about, but you got to start somewhere and start with maybe those fruits and vegetables that they like, things like strawberries or grapes or even raisins, just little things, oranges, different things that you can get that your kids might eat. Apples. I notice when we bring apples in the house, Deuce will grab an apple. But if your kids are prone, and we know that they are, they're prone to pick up what's there. If we have good things in place of those bad things, then hopefully they'll begin to choose those things. And I know people are saying, well, I buy fruit and it just doesn't work in my house. And it's a mindset. It's a process. And so I think it's just like anything else. You've got to wean that out of your house, and you've got to make a declaration that we're going to do something different, that we're going to make a change. And when a family decides to make a change together, when everybody gets on the same page and you sit down and we say, we're going to commit to this, then it really helps. And if somebody leads the charge in that, then what we find in our house is the rest just wants to follow. Like DC said last night, since he's on his new workout regimen, and we'll talk about that when we come back from break, he said, I'm going to stop drinking all of these diet sodas. Because what we're finding is that the artificial sugar in those drinks spikes your appetite. And so I said, you know what? I'll do that with you. I'm going to commit to not drinking diet sodas as well. So when one person in the family makes a commitment to get healthy, to start working out, to start eating better, then I think it's almost like a trickle-down effect. It trickles down to everybody else in the house and in the family. And so that's what we want to encourage you about this morning, making better decisions, not only for yourself, but for your family, and saying, hey, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's not going to happen overnight. It is a process. And when we come back from break, I want to share with you another article that I read that was in Time Healthland, Time Magazine, actually. And it talks about sugar being regulated like alcohol and tobacco, and the dangers of sugar. Yes, it's that critical. sugar is something we've got to take a good, hard look at. You're on point, everybody. We're going to take a break here, but we're back right after this. Carol Henry Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Henry Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Henry Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback.
We are joined by Kathy Hughes, owner and founder of Radio One Inc. and TV One Inc., which is the largest African-American owned and operated broadcast company in the nation. Her company is currently valued in excess of $2
billion, that's with a B, dollars.
People say to me, where did you get the money to buy your first station? And I look at them strangely. I said, where do you go to get money? You go to the bank? So I went to 32
banks.
32 banks. And all of them said no. I was told no 32 times. The 33rd time, I was presenting to a woman banker. The first week, she was on her job, and she said yes. I just kept on presenting, and she just stopped me. She said, excuse me, lady. I just said yes.
This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network, and this segment is sponsored by Carol Henry Kinder, Pathway Advisors. Listen, we want you to get on the right financial track by visiting either the website or Carol Henry Kinder. The number to phone is 318-448-8600. And you know what? This has become so important in the new year that we have gotten really a contributor to the OPT, and that's going to be Carol Henry Kinder. And we're going to talk about how we can all get on the right financial path. It doesn't matter if you have blown it. It doesn't matter if you've made mistakes and you've missed it. This is a new year. It's only February the 9th, and it's a new day. And we want to say that, you know what, when you fall down, that's fine. You can get right back up, and you can get up by phoning Carol Henry Kinder at Pathway Financial Advisors. The number is 318-448-8600. Part of Louisiana Credit Union, absolutely dedicated to excellence. I'm telling you, if you're looking to set up a savings account, a Christmas club account, or you're looking to refinance, start with Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Now get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are there to serve you. If you're in a Voiles Parish, you can simply pick up and phone 318-346-6695. But if you're in Bunkie, of course, you can just go down Shirley Road and visit with Kyle Wolf, and he'll make sure that all of your insurance needs are on point. I want to remind you that it is February the 9th. It's Thursday, and today McDonald's is having their re-grand opening at 4717 Jackson Street. Go by. If you're saying, hey, I was going to have breakfast anyway, go by and have breakfast at McDonald's on Jackson. It's starting at 8 o'clock. So you have a few minutes to get there. It's going to be from 8 to 9, again, 4717 Jackson Street. And they're going to have their ribbon cutting, and the Chamber of Commerce is going to be present to do that. And you know what? It just would be a great opportunity, especially if you eat at McDonald's and you know Glenda. Just go over there and love on her. And just, you know, a lot of times you don't have to say anything. Just your presence means so much. And give her a warm smile. And go out and support that. They worked really hard on that Jackson Street and on all of the remodels that they did. But the Jackson Street location is really, really sleek. It's good looking, and it's a great time to just get breakfast. And we should put breakfast on our list of to-do things every single morning. Y'all, before I talk about the sugar ad, because it's so important, we wanted to share that with you. It actually came out right at the first of the month. I want to tell you, you know, I've been telling you or hinting every single day about some of the things that we were going to be doing this month. And I just want to say kudos to our team for working so incredibly hard on who we're going to be featuring this month for Black History Month. And I wish, DC, I had a drum roll, because my heart couldn't get any bigger or feel any fuller for who we're going to be speaking to this month for Black History Month. And I'll tell you, it's going to be Dr. Maya Angelou. Yes, can you believe it? Dr. Maya Angelou is going to be On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas. What do you got to say when you tickle?
Dr. Maya Angelou.
Yes, 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 yes. She is an incredible and remarkable Renaissance woman. And you know what I was thinking as we were getting ready and as we were trying to make this interview happen, I was thinking that we will be like little Indians sitting Indian style at her feet, listening to her talk about her life, her legacy, history, and whatever she decides she wants to talk about. It is going to be not just an interview, but it is going to be a time for us to sit and listen to history from a historian, from a Renaissance woman, from a memoirist, from a dramatist, from an actress, from a singer, from someone who stood literally shoulder to shoulder with Dr. King. And if we're lucky, maybe we will get her to recite something, one of her great works for us. And, you know, we say it, and I say every morning that we read all of these books and we read all of these articles and we try to bring information that maybe you didn't know. But within all of that, it is our great desire that it will make you more learned, but that it'll make you want to read. It'll make you almost ravenous, if you will, for information and for knowledge. And what we're learning about this business that we love, that we're in, is that the more knowledge you get, the more powerful you become. And when I was thinking about this interview with Dr. Maya Angelou, as I think of every interview and every story that we have told thus far, I think about possibility. So y'all, I can't wait. I hope that you can't wait. We're gonna put it on Facebook. We're gonna put it, it's up on our website. We're excited about everything that we do, but this one has such special meaning. And as we get closer to airing Dr. Maya Angelou, I will tell you why. And, you know, this month, we celebrate Black History Month. But just as I have been asking you to celebrate yourself and love yourself as it's the love month, I hope that you will begin. Because this month and this year especially has made me very, very, it has made me, it's made me more thoughtful about what Black history really is and what it means to me. And the great and the rich history from which we come. But it's not just Black history, it is history. And so this year and this month, and I think the more that you read and the more that you learn, the more thoughtful that you become, and hopefully that you will become. And this is why we wake up in the morning. We wake up to remind you to be a thinker, and to remind you, like what Dr. Mike Murdoch said, is that knowledge is the seed of power. And we hope that every single day we plant just a little seed. And many mornings we come on and we try to water that seed, and others will water, and hopefully you will water. And that seed will grow, and it will make you think. It will make you think differently about things that maybe you hadn't even thought about, or maybe you thought about them and you never thought about them quite that way. And we say it all the time, our way is not the way, it's a way. And we like to put it out there, and we like to do it as best we can to make you think. And I hope that before we present Dr. Angelou's interview, and before that happens, I hope that you'll take a look, as it is Black History Month, and not just this month, but any month, that you'll take a look at her work and you'll begin to read, because there are a bunch of great writers. But Dr. Maya Angelou is an extraordinary writer. If you read anything that she has ever written, she gives you almost a tapestry of vision of what she's talking about. And it's so well written and described that you feel that you are there at that moment and at that time. And, you know, her poetry, her prose, and she just has a unique gift, because that's what it is, that captivates us. And so I hope that we are creating a network of readers, of people who want to get smarter And it's not even about being smart. Just getting, you know, I was talking to a sister friend the other day, and we were talking about wisdom. And then that word came up on Sunday because she said to me, she said, I'm really praying and seeking God for wisdom. But the more information we have, I think it makes us become wiser. It makes us just step back and look at things differently. Because, you know, as you grow every year, you hope that you're changing, that you're constantly evolving into something that's new and different. But anyway, that's what we're so excited about. And that's what I've been so excited about. And we've been excited about. Dr. Maya Angelou, this is something that we have been working on, D.C.
Angelou.
I know. And it's something that we've been working on for literally how long? It's been a while.
It's been about 3 years.
It's been on our wish list and on our list of people that we're trying to get. And this is why I say to you every single morning, or I try to say it. And if I don't say it, I'm thinking it. And I hope I say it, but I'm going to make a point to say that you can have what you say. And I know if you listen to the show, you've heard me say that. You can have what you say. And this morning, as I was reading in my prayer time, this is what I got. God watches over his word so that he can perform it. So if God showed you something, if he spoke something into your spirit in your quiet time, in that time of prayer, or just dropped something into your spirit, it is his business to perform that in your life. And so it doesn't matter when he told you a thing. If he told you, he is absolutely accountable for what he told you. And he's going to watch over it, and he's going to perform it. And so if you can have what you say, and you can, why don't you just say what it is? Why don't you declare something different this morning? If you're driving in and you're all disheveled and discombobulated this morning, why don't you just stop right now, right where you are, and I know that's for somebody, DC, and say, you know what? You're absolutely right. Why am I going in saying that I know I'm going to be bombarded with work? I know I've got this, and I know I've got... Why aren't you just going to say, you know what? God, I put this day in your hands, and I declare it's going to be a great day. Let me tell you, every single morning that we drive into work, we pray with Deuce Christmas, and we make some declarations about his day, about how he's going to listen, about how his mind is sharp and alert and ready to receive. See, it's a mindset. What are we saying? What are we saying to our kids? Are we walking out of the door, getting in the car? Are they getting on the bus or walking to school and everybody's all fussy and everybody's all upset? Well, that's not the way that you're going to have a good day. See, you've got to prepare for a good day. You got to expect that it's going to be a good day. And you know what? There are forces that are going to come against you that are going to change your mind. It's going to say, see, you try to do all this positive stuff, now look what happened. And that happened to us yesterday. We got a little thrown by something that we heard. But you know what? We said, God is our source. He said it. We believe it. And that settles it. So it doesn't matter if all hell breaks loose today or any other day. We're just declaring that it is going to be good. You know, my health is good. You know, our business is good. Our family is good. You know, make some declarations. It takes 30 seconds to say what you want to have. You don't have to go into any big high praying, you know, praying and saying all this and, you know, and wearing yourself out. Kenneth Hagin said this morning, as I was reading one of his little books, he said, you know, sometimes we go into prayer and we got to pray and until something happens and you got to, you know, wear yourself out. He said, it doesn't take all that. You know, just go ahead and say it and declare it, D.C., and let that be that. You know, and so I didn't mean to preach this morning, but I just think that every single morning that there are forces that are battling for our thoughts. And so if they're battling for our thoughts, we've got to battle back with some good positive thoughts. And I say all that to say that every single day that we wake up and do this show, God has shown us so many things and so many people that will be on point, whether it happens within 1 year or 3 years. You know what? It happens. It happens. And so when it happens, I shouldn't be surprised that Dr. Angelou is coming. I shouldn't be surprised about that because he said it. And so that's his business. And so that's what I should expect. I expect that Oprah Winfrey is going to be on point because God said it. I don't know when it's going to happen. Just like we waited for Dr. Maya Angelou, we're going to wait for what God says. And I'm telling you, we're working on some other great people that when it happens, and we're believing that some of those people, the rest of those people are going to happen this month. We're also going to have Dr. Oz next week talking about the 28-day plan to renew your body, your mind, and your soul. And you guys, I know you saw him on the cover of O Magazine, Fresh Start, Slim Down Strategies, Healthy Habits, and Power Foods. And so that's what we're talking about this morning. I don't know where that sidebar went, but I'm so excited. I am so excited. I can't wait to hear what Dr. Maya Angelou is going to share with all of us. And you know what God said? He said he's going to bring great people right here to Central Louisiana, and he's going to do it through the OPT network. So you better call somebody and tell them they need to be on point. I'm telling you, I can't wait to see what God is going to do next. I promise you, when we come back, I want to share this article about sugar being regulated like tobacco and alcohol. Serious, deep stuff. What we need to do to get healthy for ourselves, and so that we can be better role models for our kids. We're going to take a break here. You're on point, everybody, and we're back right after this. Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
As a service to those about to try McDonald's new Chicken McBites, we offer proper popping procedure. With thumb and forefinger, grasp the poppable pieces of juicy premium chicken breast seasoned to homestyle perfection. Position directly in front of open mouth. Then pop, smile, repeat. And now, get snack-sized Chicken McBites for just $1.99. Don't wait, though. Chicken McBites are here only for a limited time. The simple joy of poppable perfection. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Real women, real talk.
Is the black church keeping black women single?
People at church, say whatever you do, you go to school,
you get your education.
You graduate, you get a career, and then.
Right.
Okay, well, then becomes 40 years old.
Wow.
Then I got it. Started working at the newspaper while I'm trying to get myself together.
Get your career going.
About 30.
What's wrong with you?
Why you not? Now these people.
They done changed their story. It's the same people.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT. Just want to remind you that the grand reopening on Jackson Street, well, it's happening now. It started at 8 o'clock. You still have time to get there. It's going to go until 9 a.m. That's at 4717 Jackson Street. They're going to have the ribbon-cutting ceremony, and that's going to be done by the Chamber of Commerce. So if you're on the road and you're trying to get some breakfast this morning, go by Jackson Street McDonald's and see the sleek new remodel and go and have breakfast with them this morning. Also, I want to remind you that this segment of the OPT is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Gene Williams making this broadcast and this segment possible. Capital One Bank, what's in your wallet? And also Brian Kubero and Associates. And I said it at the top of the show, we're seeing accidents almost daily. If you've been in a car accident and you've been done wrong, well, make it right by phoning Brian Kubero and Associates for a free consultation. Millie is one of the people that answers the phone. She is absolutely warm and incredible. It's a free consultation. Just make sure that you know what your legal rights are if you've been in any accident. The number to phone is 318-253-0900. And also Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt, healing Sinla one heartbeat at a time. This is a month that I hope that you get all of your screenings. I know that I certainly have, and I continue to make sure that my health is on point. And doing that also by having your mammogram. And the way that you can really monitor that is by your birthday. You know, if you've had another birthday and you haven't had a mammogram, well, you need to check with your general practitioner and say, hey, look, is it time that I have my mammogram? And, you know, I was telling you about one of my sister friends that said, you know, she's 44 years old and had never had her first mammogram. Well, not only did she have her mammogram, but I got a text on yesterday. Hooray! Everything turned out fine. She got the results and it was fine. And more likely than not, those screenings do turn out fine. But if on the off chance they're not fine, we know now that early detection is the key. So For your screenings at LACVT, all you got to do is simply dial 318-442-0106 and say, hey, I'd like to go ahead and check on and getting those screenings that you guys have been talking about. And not only are we going to have Dr. Oz in, but we're going to have Dr. Oz and Jones in. So that promises to be a really, really great show. And we're going to talk about heart health, and we're going to talk about making sure that we all stay on point, because as we sit here and we tell you about all these things, we're including ourselves, and we're all trying to do better and live better and get healthier. And one of the things that we struggle with at our house, and probably at yours too, is the sugar. And when I saw this article, I've been wanting to share it with you every day this week, but we keep getting caught up and I wasn't able to share it. It came out around February 1st, and it was entitled, Should Sugar Be Regulated Like Alcohol and Tobacco? And on the face of that, it seems, well, come on, sugar certainly doesn't have the same potential as alcohol and tobacco. Well, some researchers think differently. They say that sugar poses enough health risks that it should be considered a controlled substance, a substance just like alcohol and tobacco. And they contend that a team of researchers from the University of California, San Francisco, said that we really, really need to take a closer look at this whole sugar deal. And so what they were saying is that in an opinion piece called The Toxic Truth About Sugar that was published on February 1st in the journal Nature, Robert Lutzing, Laura Schmidt, and Claire Bredis argue that it is a misnomer to consider sugar just an empty calorie. And they said that nothing is empty about these calories. Now, a growing body of scientific evidence is showing that fructose can trigger sugar processes that lead to liver toxicity and a host of other chronic diseases. A little is not known, not a problem. A little sugar, they're saying, is not a problem. But their contention is that a lot of sugar kills, and it kills slowly. And almost everyone who's heard or knows anything about sugar has experienced that personally, the proverbial sugar high. So they're saying everybody knows about the highs of sugar. And sometimes if you're feeling like you need a little bit more energy or you just need a boost, you know, you pick up something that's got sugar in it. And most of the time it's chocolate, because we're trying to really give ourselves a lift. And they're saying that that's what sugar really does. And the comparison between sugar, alcohol, and tobacco, they say it really shouldn't come as a surprise. And I know, DC, with you, you've been fighting the sugar battle for a long time, so much so that we didn't even have any sugar at Christmas.
Yes, it's been an ongoing struggle for me. But, you know, it's coming together. And I mean, you know, it's just one of those deals where you just have to keep getting back on the horse. And, you know, I've dealt with this before, you know, so.
So what did you think about it being compared, sugar being compared to alcohol and tobacco, though?
Well, I agree with it, you know, because I've been addicted to all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm finding is the sugar is actually harder to get off of than drugs and alcohol, because it's everywhere and it's in everything. It's just hard.
Wow. And it says here that the average U.S. adult takes in about 22 teaspoons of sugar a day. And this is according to the American Heart Association. And surveys have found that teens swallow more than that. They swallow 34 teaspoons of sugar per day. And it's really tough. And I think you make a great point that sugar is everywhere. It's in almost everything that we consume. And so the fact that it's being compared, and the toxicity to alcohol and tobacco, is really, really, it's alarming, to say the very least.
Absolutely. That's a lot. And like I said, I mean, sugar is just, it loads up in our midsection and it just sits there. And when your body stops burning fat and it starts burning sugar, the fat just starts to pile up on you.
And you know what they're saying? The experts are saying this. They're saying to counter our consumption, or so that we maybe take in less sugar, that they are advocating that taxing sugary foods and controlling sales to kids under 17 should be put into effect. They say already about 17% of United States children and teens are obese. And we've talked about that more times than not, that these kids are having very adult health problems as children. And it has a lot to do with childhood obesity. And so that's why I think that this article is critical. And we say it all the time, said it this morning already. Hopefully, it'll make you think. And that's why we really wanted to start with the article this morning about junk foods, that we've got to start getting better. And I guess now we got to start looking at sugar differently. Sugar could be an enemy. And for many of us that are trying to watch our weight and trying to watch our health, you know, we're finding sugar, DC, in bread, in soft drinks, in everything.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of things that you eat turns into sugar when it goes into your body, and it's making it just hard to deal with. And after you've, you know, compressed so much stuff in your body, it just gets to be a real problem. And, you know, who knew that, you know, a lot of the hunger that we have is not about just actual needing to feed our bodies. You know, it's about an addiction. You know, it's like tobacco or alcohol. I mean, you develop a habit and it becomes habit forming, and you just decide that, oh, you know, I think I want something to eat. And you're craving sugar.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think a lot of people have that. And that's why this article is so important, because maybe it will make people start to think that they're picking up sugar, but they're picking it up for a reason, not just for the boost, but maybe there is an addiction connected to that.
Absolutely.
Well, when we come back, DC, I want to talk about your new workout program.
Why?
I do, because I think that sugar is a large part of that, and I want to hear how you're gonna combat that.
I'm gonna trust God.
Well, I guess that says it. You're on point, everybody. We're gonna take a break here. Stay with us. We're back.
Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people: restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans, for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a Med-Surg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-6788. Carol Henry Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Henry Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Henry Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Greyhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Greyhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. McDonald's of Alexandria owner, Glenda Stout.
We thank you, Glenda, for all that you do for the community, for what you do for On Point. We appreciate you and our community. You know, it's great. We're blessed in so many ways to have great forums and great outlets, but to have this one that's designed the way it is, to speak to the heart of women who sometimes do not have the confidence or self-esteem or the drive or the know-how or the wherewithal. And I think you give a lot of encouragement. I hear so many people talk about if when I'm on your show and I see them then passing in the grocery store, you know. So it's very gratifying to have someone like yourself who is so engaged and committed and very loyal to the mission that you're doing. And I know there's sacrifices that you and your family are making to bring this to life.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, everybody. It's February 9th, Thursday. It's 8:31, and you still have time to get by the grand reopening on Jackson Street. That's McDonald's, 4717 Jackson Street. They're having the grand reopening for the newly remodeled and renovated McDonald's. Breakfast is going to be served over there from 8 until 9 a.m. You still got time to get there. And it's going to be hosted by Glenda Stock, and they're going to have a ribbon-cutting ceremony that's going to be done by the Chamber of Commerce. Just to remind you, this segment of the OPT is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Consultants. That's Hank and Jean Williams. I had a brain freeze there for a second. And we just want to thank Hank and Jean for all that they do, not only for the OPT, but for the community. Also, Axion Texas Louisiana, they make loans to small business owners with limited sources to traditional credit. And so if that's you and your business just needs a little shot in the arm, need a little cash, or you need cash to get your business started, then phone the folks at Axion Texas Louisiana by phoning 888-215-2373, extension 1560. I can't say enough good things about Aggressive Health Solutions. If you're someone that has had breast surgery and you've had a mastectomy and you need prosthesis, or you need the right bras, or you need the foam to go in the bras, or you have lymphedema and you need the sleeves to go on the arm, they've got a whole boutique of just great items that are going to help you look and feel better. And you can phone Aggressive Health Solutions at 318-445-4733. And what I really like the most is that they are certified bra fitters. But in addition to all of that, they help you to connect with Medicaid and Medicare. So a lot of these items are going to be paid for through Medicaid and Medicare. So all you got to do is just phone them at 318-445-4733. Get Wired Satellite. You can get Dish or Direct, and you can get HD for life when you phone Jeremy Clary at Get Wired Satellites, 318-767-2220. And of course, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, educating and taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. Before we went to break, we were talking about this article that appeared in the journal. It's called Journal Nature. And scientists are saying that they're trying to determine whether sugar is really toxic. And one of the quotes was, "the toxic truth about sugar." And I know if you're like most Americans, we are consuming a lot of sugar. And scientists said that the sugar consumption has actually tripled worldwide over the past 50 years, and now is contributing to 35 million deaths a year. That is critical, DC. Sugar. They're saying, yeah.
It is.
Is that gonna change your mind about sugar?
Yes, it is.
No, I mean, seriously.
I'm very serious. It is.
And so somebody who loves sugar like you do, you love your cakes and your pies and your ice cream.
I do.
You know, how do you begin to change that? Because it's not like you can just eat a little bit of that.
Well, in the great words of Steve Sweezy, Uncle New,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it one day at a time.
That's good. That's a good newism.
Do it one day at a time, because, you know, I can't look at 6 months out and try to figure out how I'm going to do it. And plus, I'm gonna trust God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look to him for the source that I need. And just like many other battles that I've won in my life through him,
mm-hmm.
because I'm nothing without him, I'm just going to cast my cares on to him and cut the string. Like Pastor Greg said, cut the string.
Well, you know, and we're sitting here talking, and I'm looking at you. That's good.
That's
do you think that this article and this whole conversation, do you think that we are giving too much weight to sugar? Do you think it really is dangerous?
I think it's really dangerous, but, you know, I'm not going to – all I can say is what I'm going to do. And
sure.
And I have to have some sort of plan, because it would be easy for me, because I've not been as successful as I would like to be, to just throw in the towel.
Right.
But, you know, that's just not who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, I'll just keep getting on the horse until I'm successful, because the battle is not mine, and the only fight that I have is the fight of faith, and I'm going to speak it into existence. I am going to get some control of this eating.
That's really good, DC, and I think that's a word for somebody. And you know what the article goes on to say? It says, as long, and this could be the deception.
I don't care what I see with my natural mind.
That's good. You know? That's good. It doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter how many times you fall off.
Exactly.
You just keep getting up.
The victory is mine.
And we were saying that this morning at the top of the show, that we're just going to declare what we want.
Absolutely.
And we're gonna have what we say. And because we're going to have what we say, we're just going to say what we want to have. But one of the things that they said, and I think that this is so important, in the article, it says, as long as the public thinks that sugar is just empty calories, we have no chance of solving this. And Dr. Robert Lutzberg said this. And he said, I'm sorry, Dr. Robert Lutzing said that, as long as people are, and really I think what he's saying is, as long as people are deceived in thinking that they're just empty calories, that we're never going to really get a hold of this thing. He said there are good calories and there are bad calories, just as there are good fats and there are bad fats, good amino acids and bad amino acids, and good and bad in everything. He said, but sugar is toxic.
It's just not good.
He said it's toxic beyond its calories. And so this morning, we just kind of wanted to encourage people. We wanted to let people know about the article, because, right. I mean, it's just not an article that maybe you might just not come across.
Right.
But this is what doctors and researchers are saying about sugar.
And, you know, I heard Dr. Oz talking about it once, and he was talking about sugar, and he says, in moderation,
mm-hmm.
in moderation, sugar is not any worse than anything else. It's when we overdo the sugar. And that's pretty much my problem, you know, eating too much of the wrong stuff, you know?
Right. And a lot of people have that issue. And I think that it's a battle that we are fighting, but you're really fighting the battle now by getting into the gym. And we have been working out. We have, but this is a very different regimen.
Exactly. Because I've gotten with some trainers,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to
see. Some gurus.
Yeah, some gurus and teamed up with them. Now I have a support system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I function better with the support groups. That's just how, you know, because it stays at the forefront
mm-hmm.
of my mind. I'm thinking about it daily. And, you know, instead of making a decision to eat too much, it's right here at the forefront, and my arms are I'm feeling it, and my mm-hmm. legs. And I'm saying, I'm not going to eat that. I'm working too hard.
Right. And I think that the guru's encouragement and having that support group and having people that are telling you you can do it and that are
right.
they're switching up the regimen more and more every single day. And how excited are you about it?
I'm very excited.
Very good. Well, you know what? We're going to take a break here. But when we come back, we're going to have just some practical things that we can do to get better. This is not to whoop anybody this morning. This is just what's out there. And the more information we have, the more powerful we are. Let's get a break here.
line stops. They can't find one a thing to say. They got to keep their words day by day.
Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people: restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities
expertise that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana. A bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-6788.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked-about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881. Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HicksonHasIt.com. Rahide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rahide, well, they remove your doubts, and they do it with such a spirit of excellence, state-of-the-art technology. They get it done at Rahide Paint and Body Works. Also, the Academy of Training Skills. You know what? They're changing lives through new programs, and for more information, we want you to go to their website at www.aatts.com or phone 337-214-0428. You know what? There are alternatives to prison, and the Academy of Training Skills, well, it is the answer. For more information, again, simply log on to www.aatts.com. It is an incredible program, and we're going to be telling you a lot more about it. Remember McDonald's? Well, they're having their grand reopening on the Jackson Street location. It was from 8 until 9 o'clock, but we remind you to just visit McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Also, tobacco-free living. Now every single person in Central Louisiana has the same great opportunity to breathe clean air. How amazing is that? You know, before we went to the break, we were talking about sugar. And you know, there are proponents. The Sugar Association says that it feels on the other side of that coin that the authors of this study are being irresponsible by using their platforms to scare people, especially when you use words like diabetes and cancer. It's a whole article. And, you know, I think that there is a valid point because to every coin, there are two sides. And so we just wanted to present it and we wanted to say, you know what, there are some things that are actually causing issues like weight gain and obesity. And I think DC was right on point when he said, I think with any of those things, moderation is the real key. So it's just fruit for thought. It's information. It's another piece of information that we were able to gather, and we wanted to share it with you just so that you know what doctors and experts are saying about sugar. And I'm sure there are going to be more studies, more research about it. And, you know, we certainly have not heard the last of it. And there will be always those proponents that say, you know what, that they're just, they've gone too far. Sugar certainly can't be toxic. Well, you know what, studies will bear it out, but we just have to use good common sense. And we need to cut back and we need to get better. And I know there are people saying, you know what, if you cut back on anything else, you won't be able to eat anything. Well, you just have to use that wisdom that we were talking about earlier. And you have to know that as we get older, our bodies change, and what it takes to fuel our body changes. And so I think everybody just has to kind of find what works for them. And, you know, what works for DC may not work for me, and vice versa. So everybody's just got to come up with their own program and their own sense of what makes them feel good. And that said, you know, that's a part of what we've been saying since the beginning of the month, and I'm going to continue to say, it's about loving yourself enough to be in tune with your inner self. You know, because you can look really good on the outside, but if the inside, if you're not putting good things in, then it's really all for naught. So when we love ourselves, that means that one of the things we do is we take care of what we're eating. And what I've been really cognizant of over time, after, you know, losing so many people this year and so many people dying younger, been cognizant about taking care of our bodies. You know, they wear out over time, but the more we take care of them and the better things that we put in, and we've been talking about it, you know, just personally every single day. And so we want to encourage you to just, you know, today is a new day. If you didn't do good yesterday, you got today. You got that grace for today. Put in some great stuff and start to live and eat better. Hey, I'm going to take a break. Back after this.
I am Tiffany Nicole Sanders, attorney at law, and I listen to On Point Talk with the phenomenal Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Cindy Beauregard, CEO of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Jean Williams of Williams Tax and Financial Services, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Susan Tudor, Regional Vice President of Business Development and Planning at Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Linda Cooper of Southwest Talent Productions, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Carrie Broussard, Program Manager for Policy and Advocacy at Tobacco Free Living, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Chiquetta Johnson, Regional Nurse Consultant for Region 6 in the Office of Public Health, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director at the YWCA, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Pat Smith, Women's Veteran Program Manager at the Alexandria VA, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Erica White, owner of Anointed Creations by One Yale, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lisa Love, administrator for Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Justina Reed. I'm with Louisiana Housing, the Family Home Daycare Food Program. I'm a field rep, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Stacy Paradin, Technical Director of Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute's Vascular Lab, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Lakeisha Washington, teacher at Arthur F. Smith Middle Magnet, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Hello to the best radio listening audience in the world. I'm Glenda Stock, CEO of McDonald's, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Bernadine Berry, community educator with LOPA, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Frances Yeager with KLAX-TV, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, this is Leslie Harless, Vice President and Marketing Director of First Federal Bank of Louisiana, and I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Karen Gerois, Community Liaison for Turning Point Battered Women's Program, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, my name is Jennifer Gilchrist, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Teresa Bowie. I'm the new Public Affairs Manager with the American Red Cross of Central Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Kathy Rabelais, Director of Women's and Children's Services at Christus Cabrini Hospital, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Dr. Demetria Senegal, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Joy Hodges, a Louisiana legend, and I listen to Carlette Christmas on KAYT 88.1. Please join us on Point.
Hello. I am Sherry L. Brown Jackson, and I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Leanne Murthy with Lithos Consulting, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Dr. Norvella Calhoun-Williams, principal of Arthur F. Smith Middle School, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Robin Schwartz, owner of Little Cakes with Big Attitude, and I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Councilwoman Mitzi Gibson, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas. You need to listen to Be On Point, Be Enlightened, Be Encouraged.
Hello, I'm Nancy Stitch, Market President for Capital One Bank in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Jane Wright Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Darlene St. Romain, Executive Director of Sylvia's Care and Companions, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Angela Stewart, Vice President with Red River Bank. Come and get enlightened and inspired. I've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Connie Cooper, Executive Director with Rapides Habitat for Humanity, and I stay informed by listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas at 88.1.
Hi, I'm Angie Roberts, and I work at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning. I'm Lisa Robinson, First Lady of the Living Gospel Church, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Tammy Salazar, Executive Vice President for Red River Bank, and I love to listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Angela Vernado of the Alpha and Omega Drill Team, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Rhonda Gallerson-Wade, Clinique Business Manager at Dillard's Alexandria, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Melinda Descant with Shotland Realty, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sefcik, Member Services at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Deborah Randolph, President and CEO of the Central Louisiana Chamber of Commerce, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Christine Mercer, Executive Assistant at Hickson Automotive Group, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
I am Attorney Ingrid Johnson, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Wow, I guess he's ready for me to go, huh? You know what? Thank you guys so much, as always, for listening and spending your morning with us. This is the official OPT Network. We love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. Have a great Thursday, and we'll see you right back here on Friday. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. We're out of time.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.